Not usually the time of year when we think about beaches, but for the folks at the Okanagan Basin Water Board, it's about water 24/7, 365 days a year, and they're very worried, as they should be, on our behalf, I suppose, about an invasive pest that is causing all kinds of damage to waterways, fisheries, environments all over Canada, and it looks like it is getting very close, too close for comfort, to our shores. Joining us this morning from the Okanagan Basin Water Board is Corinne Jackson. Good morning, Corinne.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Well, not too bad. We're very disturbed to find out last week that the zebra mussel, the quagga mussel, have now been discovered in Montana, and yep, that is of great concern to you. Can it be stopped at the Montana state line?
Well, they've been trying to stop it at various lines since 1988 when it was first introduced into the Great Lakes. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's what, you know, we're all about prevention at this point, and our concern is that Montana is only a few hours' drive from us, and of course it was part of our so-called Pacific Northwest Perimeter Defense. So, you know, the North America and the U.S. and Canada, there, several states and provinces now are infested with the mussels. The closest province to us now was Manitoba when they declared that they had the mussels in 2013. Of course, we've been trying to keep them out since 2012 when we realized that this was a real concern for us here in the Okanagan. But as I said, Montana was part of the Pacific Northwest Perimeter Defense, and then just a few weeks ago we found out that defense was breached when the mussels were discovered in the Tiber Reservoir and other potential areas in Montana.
Now, it's of particular concern because, of course, Montana borders British Columbia, as does Idaho and Washington State. So far,
Alberta.
yes. And the mussels have now come as close, I suppose, as they've ever been. What kind of response does this evoke in the state of Montana?
Well, they have actually declared a statewide natural resource emergency, and they're throwing everything at it in terms of trying to do tests to determine how far these mussels have gone. Do they have adult mussels that are, that can breed, or are they just the babies, the villagers? And they're expecting that they ramped up their mussel sample testing when they discovered them in the Tiber Reservoir, and they're hoping for results back today. I'm not too sure if that's going to happen or not, but they do have confirmation of the villagers in a couple of their reservoirs. So, and then there's suspected areas as well. So right now they're testing, and they are looking for adult mussels. They've brought in dogs from Alberta, mussel-sniffing dogs from Alberta and elsewhere, to see if they can help find adult mussels. And then they are going to move to containment mode and try and keep it, and also, of course, trying to treat and try and eradicate what they have. But eradication methods have not been very successful. Sometimes, you know, it's a question of draining a reservoir, but our concern here in the Okanagan is we can't drain our reservoir. We can't drain Okanagan Lake as a way to treat the mussels. Once they're here, we have a serious situation on our hands.
Now, you talked about the state response in Montana. Have our provincial or federal environment departments responded in kind with stepping up enforcement at our borders to keep those things out?
Since Montana?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there are conversations happening right now. So there's very little boat traffic at this time. But at the same time, I know that we were on a phone call with others in the Pacific Northwest Economic Region, and Alberta had reported that they are, even though it is out of boating season, they are continuing to talk with their CBSA, Canada Border Service Agents, about, you know, being alerted even if there is a boat coming into the area. In BC, the law is that they are illegal, dead or alive. And so we do want to see that there is, you know, a concerted effort, an increased effort on the part of the province to do everything they can to keep these out of our waters. So, you know, that's, we put out a call last week to the federal government, but also repeated our continued call to the province as to what we need them to be doing to keep them out of our waters. So it's Canada Border Services Agency. They have the legislation now to stop and inspect or stop and interview to determine whether or not an inspection is required. And we have heard that this is not being done consistently across the borders, the Canada-U.S. border, so we are looking to have that done. As well, when the legislation was brought in, there was no real money that came attached to that, so we need funding from the federal government to ensure that there is proper training of CBSA officers, and then that they also be looking at increasing funding for provinces that are already infested with the mussels, so Manitoba, Quebec, and Ontario, and that they also increase funding to areas that do not have the mussels as far as we know at this point, so British Columbia and Alberta, in Saskatchewan, for example. And we just need a stronger presence at the federal level on this issue. And then with the province, you know, they've got the inspections, and we're very thankful for, you know, to the agencies that are funding that, like BC Hydro and Fortis BC, Columbia Power and Columbia Basin Trust. But it's not a consistent funding model, mm-hmm. and we're concerned about that. So we want to see, you know, a consistent fund, like an ongoing core funding of this program and expanded hours. Right now, it's from April to October this past year, it was 8 to 10 hours a day. And that leaves a lot of room for mussels, you know, for a watercraft to come in with mussels on him.
Well, I think you've stated quite eloquently your position, and we're certainly hopeful for some sort of action governmentally on this. As you stated, really, depending on the largesse of BC Hydro and Fortis, certainly isn't a long-running model for funding. Are you optimistic? Just in wrapping up, I guess I have to ask you that. From what we've had in terms of government action so far, I don't know if I'm ready to say I'm completely optimistic of a long-term solution here.
You know, we have been told that they are taking this seriously. Mm. And so, we have some hope there. But then they need to follow it up with the type of action that is required to keep these out. You know, in Montana, it was announced that, you know, at least our early detection and response program works. Mm-hmm. And it's yes, you found them early, you found the babies. But if there had been more thrown at prevention, then perhaps, and, you know, even state officials are saying, yes, but if we had thrown more at prevention and done this properly, perhaps that watercraft that has caused this trouble for us wouldn't have entered our waterways to begin with.
Right. Perhaps we can take a lesson, a hard learn from Montana. Corrine Jackson, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out to speak with us today. Best of luck. Certainly millions of people are hoping you're successful.